During a recent trip to Japan, a friend asked me, "How are things going in the colonies?" A not-so-subtle reference to the current American status in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Commentator Kurt Campbell.
It was jarring to my American ears to hear how U.S. sacrifices and setbacks in the Middle East could be depicted in imperial terms. But we better get used to it. Americans have had 2 long years to adjust to the harsh realities of post-9/11 global terror. Now, Americans have to come to terms with the new realities of our global empire. That's right, empire. It's not quite an empire in the traditional European sense, but there are echoes of the British bogging down during Churchill's time in Iraq and Administrator-in-Chief Paul Bremer's current Baghdad woes. The United States currently has enormous overseas military garrisons in Iraq and Afghanistan, and post-war builders that, for all our distinctions, face problems very similar to those of European colonial administrators of a bygone era. Americans prefer to think of our soldiers and aid workers as liberators and post-conflict reconstruction specialists. But others see us more as conquerors and as occupiers. Although the distinctions here seem more semantic than substantive, it is undeniable that many in the world today see our ambitions, our tactics, and our troops as part of an imperial agenda. President Bush is right to highlight the urgent challenges posed to the country by global terrorism, but there are 2 fundamental worries associated with the current course we are on. One is that the fortified garrisons and colonial outposts of American power in the Middle East will serve as enticing targets and recruiting tools for the likes of Al-Qaeda. The second concern is that no matter how laudable our long-term objectives for creating just and moderate societies in Iraq and Afghanistan, the harsh reality is that we have become an imperial power in the process. By charting an imperial course, we risk compromising the essential elements of America's soft power, the global appeal of our values, our liberty, and our very way of life. The burden of empire over the long haul will be corrosive to everything good we stand for. America can distinguish itself from the fate of previous imperial powers 3 ways. First, we must broaden the international participation in nation-building in Iraq through whatever means necessary. Second, Iraqis themselves must be trained and prepared in far greater numbers to take over the management of their country. Most importantly, we must relinquish our newfound colonial status once the essential tasks of restoring fundamental security are complete. American empire catches in your throat when you say it, but we have to get used to it for now. Let's just hope we don't have to get used to it for too long.
Kurt Campbell is a senior vice president at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He was a deputy secretary of defense during the Clinton administration.